This is America Weekend. I am Paul Harris. Thanks so much for listening. We have 878,000 licensed doctors in the United States. And most of them do a great job trying to keep America healthy or fixing us when we get sick or injured. But every once in a while, we have doctors who make mistakes or don't know what they're doing. And their errors and their misconduct can lead to them being sanctioned. But they're not being punished by state medical boards. They're not losing their licenses. So says an investigation that was published in USA Today this week. And so says a study that was done 3 years ago by the public interest group Public Citizen. My next guest is the founder and senior advisor of the Public Citizen Health Research Group, Dr. Sidney Wolfe. Welcome to America Weekend.
Nice to talk with you, Paul.
What is the problem here with doing something about doctors who make mistakes that are perhaps killing people?
Well, I'd like to start with what you said, which is that most doctors in the country are practicing very good medicine. But just look at one doctor, a hypothetical doctor, who is not practicing good medicine. This doctor may have 500, 1,000, or more patients in their practice. And if in the face of their having done some injury or been thrown off the staff of their hospital, they are not licensed, they are not sanctioned by their medical board, a large number of people are at risk. And the problem that we have seen, we've been monitoring this for 30 years or so, is that some states regularly do a much better job than other states disciplining doctors. On the other hand, other states do a terrible job year in and year out. And so the accident of where you as a patient lives may have a great deal to do with whether you are or are not likely to go to some doctor who, unbeknownst to you, has already been found to be practicing bad medicine. Whenever we do these rankings of states, the states differ by 5 to 10-fold in terms of the rate of serious actions they take against doctors. And we're talking about revocation of license, probation of license, surrender, those kinds of disciplinary actions. And if you happen to live in a state such as Ohio or Colorado or Kentucky or other states that year in, year out do a good job, you are at least more comforted by the fact that you're not likely to run into a doctor that really shouldn't be practicing. On the other hand, if you live in states like Pennsylvania or Minnesota or Wisconsin or to some extent Texas, Texas has been in the bottom half of the state since we've started this ranking, you are at risk and you may not know that the doctor you're already going to or the doctor you're thinking of going to has already been found by a hospital, by multiple malpractice payouts against them, or by a licensing board in another state to be a problem. So the system of disciplining doctors, which understandably, I think correctly, is left to the states, is a patchwork of some states doing a good job, others not. At the hospital level, it's also a problem. Barely over half the hospitals in the country in a period of over 20 years since this national data bank went up have never disciplined one doctor. So just think about a hospital with 50, 100, 200 doctors, it is inconceivable to me that in 20 years, not one of the doctors in that hospital had ever done anything wrong enough to have some kind of action taken against her or him by the hospital staff and be reported to the data bank. So it is very worrisome. We do a much better job regulating auto safety. There are far more people killed by the healthcare system, doctors particularly in this country, that are killed by auto accidents. So in the auto accidents, some of them are due to drunk driving and so forth, which is a whole other problem with some doctors. Doctors have access to narcotics, and they personally, in many instances, have a drug problem, and they no more, no less than other people will drink. But I think the main point is most doctors are practicing very good medicine. Most state medical boards are not doing a very good job protecting the people in that state. The most important, and it's not just because I'm a physician and because I'm licensed that I say this, the most important law in most states, if not all states, is the State Medical Practice Act. That's the law that gives the state the authority to grant a license and, having granted a license, to take an action, if it's appropriate, against a doctor. Some states do a great job. Other states do a terrible job.
I'm curious about the public's knowledge of this. If I want to go to a doctor for the first time, or my doctor recommends a specialist that I haven't been to before, First thing I'm going to do is check with my insurance company, and I can go online to a database and see, is that doctor in-network or out-of-network? In other words, am I going to get more coverage from my company for this particular doctor or maybe another doctor or specialist or whoever it is? Is there any kind of online database that patients can check, either in the states that have taken proactive moves, as you've described, or those others? Is there any kind of database that we as consumers can use to find out, is this a guy who hasn't killed people?
Well, it's interesting. What you're saying is you can find out more about whether you can afford to go to a doctor financially than you can about whether you can afford to go to a doctor in terms of their health.
Right.
There's one place, and it varies again from state to state. Every state now, starting in 1997 with Massachusetts, has a website, a medical board website. And if you go to that website, in the least good websites, you can find out whether a doctor has been disciplined by that state medical board. And some of the other, the better medical board websites, you can find out if the doctor has been thrown off the staff of a hospital, if the doctor has had multiple malpractice payments, and so forth. There is a national practitioner data bank which has everything about every doctor that has occurred since September 1st, 1990, when the data bank went up. It has all the malpractice payouts, it has all the hospital actions, it has all the medical board actions in every state where that doctor's been licensed. Thanks, unfortunately, to the American Medical Association, that data bank is kept secret from all patients and from all doctors. If I wanted to refer you to a doctor somewhere and make sure that I was making a valid referral, I, as a licensed physician, can't go into that data bank and find out about the doctor that you are thinking of going. So the only people that can use this perfect database, perfect or near perfect, because it has everything that's happened for 23 years, are medical boards themselves, hospitals, or HMOs that are needing to check, to do background checks on the doctor. So the best place to go, and it's better in some states than others, is your state medical board's website. Names are given there. Some of them will keep the data for 5 or 10 years. Others will cut it off more quickly. But that's a place to start. And I think it's very important to point out that although most doctors are practicing good medicine, some are not. I mean, even the states that do the best jobs disciplining doctors are disciplining less than 1% of the doctors in their state every year with serious actions. So if you happen to be going to or thinking of going to one of those 1% or are at risk of it, check the medical board website and find out what you can. It's one thing to find out whether you can afford to go to the doctor because they are in-network or out-of-network, but even if you can afford to go financially, you might not be able to afford to go in terms of your health if you are thinking of going to a doctor who already has a very bad record. The USA Today series focused on the Texas Medical Board and how long it took them to take action finally against a doctor who had multiple instances of really poor medical practice. The one thing I disagree in that within that series, which is an excellent series, is they were sympathetic to people on the staff of hospitals who were in a position to take a doctor off the staff because that the doctors on the staff were worried about being sued. The same law that set up the data bank immunized any doctor who's on the staff of a hospital from being sued for taking an action against a doctor if it was done in the reasonable belief that that doctor was practicing bad medicine. So that may have been the case 30 years ago, but for hospitals to hide behind that now is just not correct. And that's what some of the people told USA Today, that they didn't take this doctor off the staff because they're worried about being sued and so forth. So anyway, the USA Today series is terrific. I think you can probably get it online. Yep. But most importantly for anyone, look up your state medical board website. See if the doctor you're going to or thinking of going to is on the site. So most doctors are good, but some doctors are the worst doctors, and you might be able to find out about them. We spend a lot of our time looking at doctor discipline and state medical boards. We also look at worst pills, best pills. We have a website called worstpills.org where you can find out some of the drugs that you should never be taking. So in this country, we have some very good things in the form of doctors and the form of good medicines. But on the other end of the spectrum, we have some that aren't so good, and people should do whatever they can to stay away from them.
WorstSchools.org
again.
What's amazing to me is there's a resource available, but it's not available to the consumers or even to people like you who would need to know that information. Dr. Sidney Wolf is the founder and senior advisor of the Public Citizen Health Research Group. Thanks so much for joining me and explaining this problem to our listeners today.
Nice talking with you again, Paul.
I'm Paul Harris. This is America Weekend from the Envision Radio Networks.
America Weekend.